The next item on the agenda is normally our public comment session, but Dee Dee, I understand we have no request for public comment this time.
That's correct.
So it's really now time for us to do the work of our job as trustees, and that's to take a votes. If you bear with me, I'll remind you that we have two agendas that we vote on, the regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what's called the roll call agenda, in which we'll do a voice vote agenda first. The items in the regular agenda are listed in the material distributed to the board and posted. The secretary will read the title of the items, and after she's read them, we can discuss any open issues, although I understand that the agenda items have been reviewed by one or more of the committee during the committee meetings. In some cases, you may have contacted President Colleen or other staff members for clarification, so I'm hopeful that by now you have the information that you need in order to execute your vote, but we certainly will welcome discussion if needed. After discussion, we'll vote on all items at once, and we'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item, that is easily accomplished just by indicating to Dee Dee, and she will record your vote accordingly. Dee Dee, if you would, please read the regular voice vote agenda items.
Certainly. A1, approve minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting. 1, resolution for Barbara J. Wilson. 2, approve pay for performance compensation for president. 3, approve pay for performance compensation for Chancellor, University of Illinois at Chicago, and Vice President, University of Illinois. 4, appoint interim Vice President for Academic Affairs. 5, appoint interim Vice President for Research. 6, appoint Dean, College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, Urbana. 7, appoint Dean, Carl, Illinois, College of Medicine, Urbana. 8, appoint interim Dean, College of Education, Urbana. 9, appoint interim Dean, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. 10, appoint interim Dean, College of Public Affairs and Administration, Springfield. 11, appoint multi-year agreement with head varsity coach, football, Urbana. 12, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 13, revise funding for the University of Illinois Deloitte Foundation Center for Business Analytics, College of Business, Urbana. 14, appoint authorized representative of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois for the University of Illinois Liaison Office in New Delhi, India. Thank you.
All right, is there a motion to approve items 1 through 14?
So moved.
Second.
And moved, is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion of those 14 items? Yes, sir, Pat.
I'd just like to, I'll be abstaining on one of them, number 13, but otherwise I'd just like to note my enthusiastic support of all the other items, including item number 1, the resolution for Barbara Wilson, and for item number 3, I think the performance incentive payment for Chancellor Emeritus. I think on all three campuses this year, all three universities, we've seen terrific leadership, and we're grateful. And I just wanted to add on item number 2, I know that we'll be voting on a bonus for performance incentive, not a bonus, and it's very important because it's not a bonus, a gift. It's something that's earned for President Colleen. And the one thing I'd like to say is I think, at least from my perspective, I think he's earned every dollar of it. And I think when you look at the leadership that he's shown, the leadership shown by each of the chancellors this year, and the leadership that's going on in the university, I think we're headed in the right direction. And I also think we should note, not a small fact, but a while back, President Colleen gave up a retention incentive. I think that was either $225,000 or $250,000. A much larger number than the performance incentive. And I think that that act of generosity should be noted in the public record. And I also think it sends a right signal that we're, at least I will vote for, certainly, a performance incentive because he's performed extremely well and earned more than that. And I think the idea that we're paying for performance, not for being around, but for leading, I just think that I sense a strong sense in the community and on the board that President Colleen's leadership has been terrific. And I think that the signal of a performance incentive, I think, just reinforces how much we appreciate his leadership. And just wanted to note that in the record.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate that. Yes, Jill.
I would also, I'm not going to pile on, but I agree with everything that you've said. I would just say, you know, from an HR perspective, when I was with Accenture, performance management was like my least favorite activity to do. But that said, I want to say that the way that it was done and the process and the critical thinking and really going through this very thoughtfully and not just, you know, checking a box and saying yes, I was very impressed with the process that you all and we all have gone through to come to the conclusions that we did. I can tell it was very, very well run.
Thank you. Further comments? Yes, Patricia.
Just one quick comment to pile on with what both trustees have already said. It struck me as I was listening to the president's presentation this morning that many of the words that he used in his presentation not only apply to his strategic plan, but apply directly to him. And so it gives me great pleasure to support a performance pay increase for him in the sense that he has done everything that he has said he would do, and he has brought pride to the university. And as a double alumni from the Urbana campus, I can tell you that the comments that I get from people, the accolades with respect to how they feel about him are tremendous. You know, he's brought forward thinking, he's collaborative, teamwork, world class. He fosters a culture of accountability and collaboration. He's scholarly. I could not help thinking, and I know it's corny, but you know, it took a rocket scientist to do this. And so thank you very much, and I really appreciate everything you've done for the university.
Thank you, Patricia. Further discretion or comment?
Yeah, I'll pile on a little bit more.
Okay, pile on some more. That's good.
I don't know that I'm going to get an opportunity to do it much more. So I just want to say thank you to both the president and to all the chancellors for the terrific work. I think the excitement that you feel on this campus is palpable. You certainly, when I visited the UIC School of Business just last week, the excitement there was palpable. And every time I've been at UIS, it's been a terrific environment there, and you could feel it. And it's no coincidence. I mean, we hired a group of leaders that lead with integrity first, but they also have shown a significant amount of courage. And I know that the public doesn't always see that, but certainly these are strong leaders that represent not only the university, but the entire state and our taxpayers very well. And I think that any performance incentive has been well earned.
Thank you. Thank you. Further comments? I just amen all of your comments. Yes, Patricia.
I did not want to exclude the other chancellors of the other campuses because I have to say, and you know, and I know we're, you know, ending this portion, but I just want to say I'm also impressed by everything that each of them has done. You know, we honored Chancellor Wilson. And she earned every bit of that honor. Chancellor Cook has been so impressive. Every time I sit with her at dinner and talk to her, you know, I can't wait for the conclusion of the Student Center in Springfield. I think that's going to be fabulous. And Chancellor Emeritus always impresses me. I'm just so happy to see him at UIC. So I echo Trustee Estrada's comments that, you know, we just have a world-class staff and they've earned every dime of, you know, for public servants, they are giving us that private sector quality, and I'm very proud.
Very good. Thank you very much. You all make us proud to be trustees, and that's great. Further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All in favor of the motion to approve items 1 through 14, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and it is unanimous. Now,
I'll just note I abstained on 13.
But excuse me. I don't think anyone else abstained on anything, right?
Thanks.
Abstained on 13. The next session is the roll call agenda. These are the items specifically required in a roll call vote where we go through each individual trustee, and we vote individually by trustee in an attempt to do this on the entire collective package. Of course, as before, if you wish to vote uniquely on any one item, that can be arranged as you make your vote. Didi, if you would, please read the roll call agenda.
15, approve academic and administrative appointments for contract year 2016-17. 16, Certificates of Participation Refunding, Series 2016. 17, Approved Design for Upgrade and Expansion, Educational Laboratory, Talbot Laboratory, Urbana. 18, Award Construction Contract for Gas Boiler Replacement, Phase 2, Abbott Power Plant, Urbana. 19, Increase Project Budget and Award Construction Contract, Restroom Renovation, Phase 2, Pennsylvania Avenue Residence Halls, Urbana. 20, Purchase Recommendations. 21, Authorized Settlement, Estate of Nomi Trujillo versus Comanarek MD et al.
All right, is there a motion to approve items 15 through 21?
So move.
So second. Moved by Karen, is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Pat, was that right? All right, any discussion of any of those items? Hearing none. Dee Dee, if you would, please call the roll.
Mr. Cepeda.
Yes to all.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
I abstain on procurement, which I think involves 16 and 18 through 20, and yes to the balance. Thank you.
Mr. Hall.
Yes to all.
Ms. Hacera.
Yes to all.
Mr. Hoffman.
Yes to all.
Ms. Holmes.
Yes to all. I abstain on 20.
Dr. Kortz.
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan.
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery.
Yes to all except 21, and I abstain on 21.
Governor Rauner. Mr. Schumach.
Yes to all.
Ms. Smart.
Yes to all.
Thank you.
Very good. I believe they're passed.
Passed.
All right. Thank you very much. At this time, I turn it over to President Killeen.
Well, I'm a little bit shaky right now, so after all those kind
Don't
comments for the team and so forth, but just to say that we are building an extraordinary world-class team, and I want to thank again Marilyn Marshall for joining us in her now interim Vice President for Academic Affairs, and to thank Larry Shook, who's not with us today, but for his 5 years of service as University Vice President for Research, and we wish him the best as he returns to research and faculty work. We've said a lot about Bob Wilson, and all very much from the heart. I would like to welcome Ed Seidel, Director of the National Center for Supercomputing Applications, as the Interim Vice President for Research. And he, I warn you, is a bundle of energy, leading researcher in high-performance computing, relativity, and astrophysics, long career as administrator. His first task will be to host a retreat of the key leadership for the research and economic development staff across the system and in the context of the strategic framework, and I think that's a very important thing. Lastly, I would like to thank the Faculty Senate and sitting over there, because I do think that it is shared governance in action that we are seeing and experiencing. As was said, they were very involved in the job description development of these key leadership positions, and we adjusted accordingly. And I think their co-ownership, representing the faculty of our strategic framework explicitly, as we saw today, I think is an, a really important asset that shouldn't go ignored. So shared governance in action, great leadership. Thank you all to the Board of Trustees for your confidence in all of us individually and collectively.
Very good. I would just add a couple of comments. I, you know, thinking back on fiscal year 15-16 and the uncertainty that we dealt with throughout that whole year, the financial challenges that we faced, the dedication of you all and your team, the system-wide team of dealing with a shortfall of well in excess of $300 million is remarkable. And I know that that doesn't come by accident, and I know it didn't happen easily, and I know that there were casualties along the way, unintended consequences of that process. And as I said before, unfortunately, I realize that we have more rough waters ahead, and I'm just so pleased that we've got the kind of team who are willing to not complain and not throw darts, but sit down and figure out how to find a way to go forward and yet advance this entire system and the three universities to continuing to be world-class institutions that attract outstanding faculty, attract outstanding employees, continue to attract outstanding students despite all of the rough waters that we're servicing. So all those compliments that came before are in recognition of this whole team and how well this team is doing. And that I, for one, as a member of the Board of Trustees, am proud to be a part of that team, and I know the rest of the trustees share that also. At this time, any old business to be transacted? Any new business to be transacted? Hearing none, I would remind everyone that our future meetings, first of all, on November 10th, will be in Chicago. On January 19th, our annual meeting will be in Chicago, and then we'll be back here on March the 15th for a meeting here in Urbana. So hearing no further discussion, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved?
Second.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay, the ayes have it. Everybody have a safe trip home. And hopefully some of you will be at the dedication this afternoon, I think at 1:30. Thank you all.